So it's just this info. So water bottle, granola bar, and a dog leash, and then we have...
Andrea Stewart digs items out of a lunch bag meant for race volunteers. She's the executive director of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce and is preparing for the USA Pro Challenge to move through downtown. The riders should arrive just before noon.
The sprint finish is at 4th and Main Street, right there on the corner. So they sprint to that stop, and then they continue riding through town and gather momentum before they head up McClure Pass.
Even though the cyclists won't arrive until lunchtime, the chamber is holding special events in the morning, including live music and a mini farmers market. The chamber is coordinating the events and working with 75 volunteers. They've spent about 100 hours and $3,000 on the effort. Stewart says it's worth it because of the exposure the televised race will bring.
As the chamber, we're just really trying to promote the businesses here in Carbondale. And at the end of the day, we would love for people to be able to come back down the road and spend their time with the extended vacation here in town.
The race is already boosting business at the Village Smithy, a restaurant along Main Street. Allie Young is assistant manager. I spoke with her yesterday.
I think that our business the last few days has been up. I mean, yesterday we did close to 600 people. We were up about 75 or 80 people. Today we'll be up again. So I feel like it's definitely been generating some more business for us.
The added business is welcome during a particularly busy summer at the restaurant. Young says they've consistently served more people every week compared to last year. She thinks business will dip slightly during today's race because people will be on the streets.
I think that people might come and sit and eat lunch and then camp out and watch the race at the tables. So we just won't be turning as quickly, which will be fine.
Just down the street, the Poorhouse, which serves up hearty meals and beer, is also preparing for the Pro Challenge. Manager Skip Bell says he thinks it will be busier than normal, but...
I don't know how significant it will be. It's a work day for most people. There'll be a lot of people coming out of their businesses for lunch. It's right at the lunchtime. So they'll be coming out to watch it go through, but then they're either going to go somewhere and have a bite to eat or go back to work. I hope we do well, but it'll be a fun day, whatever it is.
The race moves through town relatively quickly. Catherine Store Road and Main Street will close around noon, as well as a couple of side streets. The cyclists will then move on to Highway 133. A closure of McClure Pass is scheduled from 1 to 3 p.m. Andrea Stewart with the Carbondale Chamber expects a lighthearted atmosphere during the race.
I think it'll be very outgoing, high-spirited. Carbondale is very eclectic, and so I do envision a lot of costumes and creativity.
The town of Basalt is also hosting events. Spectators are invited to line Two Rivers Road downtown around 10:30 a.m. A 15-foot arch is being set up at the Two Rivers Midland Avenue intersection, and cowbells will be distributed. Drivers should expect temporary closures along Two Rivers Road. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.